From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After his health care defeat, U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform. On Friday, Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill for health care in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, President Trump tweeted the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode and said that we will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry. At a small business gathering in West Virginia Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence said Friday's vote was a loss for all Americans.
Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democrats in Congress, actually said yesterday was a victory for the American people. But West Virginia knows better. Yesterday wasn't a victory for the American people. It was a victory for the status quo in Washington, D.C. And it was a victory for the disaster of Obamacare.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had said during an interview with the news site Axios that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for at least the past 2 months. The Iraqi government announced Saturday it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. The halt in fighting was announced as the American-led coalition is conducting an investigation into coalition airstrikes that some reports say recently killed more than 100 civilians in Mosul's Jadida neighborhood. A coalition statement said it has opened a formal civilian casualty credibility assessment on that allegation. It said coalition planes routinely strike Islamic State targets in the neighborhood, but forces take all responsible precautions. This is VOA News. European Union leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, the bloc's founding document, on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. In a solemn declaration ending the summit, the leaders of the remaining 27 member states sought to end paralysis that has gripped the bloc on several issues. EU Council President Donald Tusk called on members to renew their commitment to European unity.
Europe as a political entity will either be united or will not be at all.
Leaders are hoping the pomp and show of unity will give a boost to a Europe that's been dragged down by economic problems, an immigration crisis, and growing populist anti-Europe movements in many nations. The Treaty of Rome was signed by six of the founding members of the EU in 1957 to establish a common market and allowed for people, goods, and services to cross national borders freely. Pakistan has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa revealed the project during a visit Saturday to the tribal districts, including Mohmand. That's near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed five Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Both blame the other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, on Saturday met with both sides in the latest round of Syria peace talks in Geneva. De Mistura first met with Syria's UN ambassador Bashar al-Jafari and then with Nasser al-Hariri, the head of the Syrian High Negotiations Committee opposition group. The talks are set to take place over at least several days around issues of governance, elections, a new constitution, and the fight against terrorism. A Syrian monitor says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed in the strikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. More than 400,000 people have died in the Syrian war since it began in 2011. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.